Many of us are missing shared spaces right now. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Robin Zabrowski, associate professor of cognitive science at Beloit College, explores why.
Theories of social cognition have historically centered on the minds of each individual in a social interaction, making sense of social sense-making through analogy or neural simulation of the other. But new theories of social cognition center the interaction itself, focusing on the new dynamic system that emerges in that interaction and is not reducible down to just the motivations or brains of the individuals. There ends up being something special about being in shared spaces, the absence of which many have been experiencing as rich deprivation during the current global pandemic. It's why students reject online learning and why people rarely accept a broadcast concert as equivalent to the real thing. There's something special about being there, and it involves human bodies and felt experiences of presence. But what is that ineffable feeling that something is different about being in a physical space with other people? Every science breaks down the world into smaller and smaller pieces and helps us understand the building blocks of different kinds of interactions. But philosophers and cognitive scientists have long argued that embodiment matters in underexplored ways. My research explores how our bodies are not mere containers for our minds, but are rich sources of information, often pre- or subconceptual, and therefore not capable of being represented in language or through certain kinds of mediated technologies. Social interactions thus cannot be reduced back down to just what is in the head or even on the face of each individual participant. This idea of intercorporeality comes from phenomenology, and it offers us a hint of why even our synchronous video meetings are not capable of invoking the real presence of others in the same way as being bodily in the same space. The rich social cues of the lived body are stifled or absent in most of those telepresence technologies.
That was Robin Zabrowski of Beloit College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.